This is Listen Lakeland, the show that keeps you up to date on all the things that make our city a great place to live, work, and play. Today's host is a native Floridian and a graduate of Troy University and Florida State University, with 36 years of experience working in state government, including 9 years at Florida Polytechnic University. Now retired, he's on the board of directors for Lakeland Vision. Please welcome your host, Rick Maxey.
Welcome to the good life.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm Rick Maxey, and it's great to be hosting this month's episode of Listen Lakeland. This show is an extension of Lakeland Vision, which for over two decades has been a voice for the citizens of Lakeland, working with community stakeholders to create a bright future for our city. Today on Listen Lakeland, we are talking about bike buddies. So I have here with me some friends from law enforcement, and we're going to talk about what they're doing in the community to improve relations with the various communities of the city of Lakeland. I'm going to start with Chief Rick Holland, who's chief of police at Florida Poly. Just what is Bike Buddies?
Yeah, thank you for having me. Also, thank you listening. Just listen to the podcast. It's a great opportunity. When it was presented to me from you, Bike Buddies is basically a partnership between local law enforcement, and at-risk youth. It's a where you can actually have a conversation and be that mentor for those students that are at risk and build those better relationships that will be long-lasting instead of very short-term.
Okay, thank you. Captain Horseman, can you talk a little bit about why the Sheriff's Office would be interested in a program like this?
Right. Hello, everybody. The Sheriff's Office, one of our keys to everything we do is community involvement. No matter what we do throughout our whole agency, this is just one more thing. The Sheriff's Office has been involved in Bike Buddies for a few years now. This is personally my first year, so I'm happy to be involved. But it's just one more layer of community involvement, and that's a core to everything we do.
Okay. And I know LPD, Lakeland Police Department, has been a part of this from the beginning. And we had our first event back at the Police Athletic League facilities back in October. So how can Police Athletic League be involved in this to help it move forward?
Yes, sir. I just came into the Police Athletic League in January. That event took place in October, but I was informed about the Bike Buddies program. I was not part of that first event that we held back in October. But when I heard about the program, it aligns right with the mission and objectives of the Police Athletic League, when our objective is to work with the youth and be able to bridge that gap between the community and law enforcement. And this program just aligns perfectly with those goals.
Now, I know that there's pretty widespread support throughout Polk County. Chief, weren't you at a December meeting of the Polk County Chiefs Association?
Yeah, which was very exciting. It was actually our first time to actually present in a public forum to all the police chiefs in the county. I was a board member, so I was able to actually put it up on the agenda. We talked about the program, and of course, we had a unanimous vote to endorse the program, which is huge because not only it started in Lakeland, but we saw the broader vision of bringing it throughout the whole county. With that being said, every police chief in the county signed on to that program, and the sheriff also stepped up and gave a $5,000 contribution for that.
Fantastic. Now, your agency also donated some funds to get this started.
We did. We donated $1,000 from the presidential fund along with our time. We're donating our time to the program. So any events, I'll have personnel there that are volunteering for that.
And that $1,000 was representing the Florida Poly Police Department, but I understand your foundation at Florida Poly is also donating.
They are, yes.
About $500, I believe.
I believe so.
Okay. Now, who is this program targeting? Who are you trying to get to? What kids are you trying to get to?
First of all, I think, you know, any kids that has, you know, opportunities where, you know, they have bicycles if their bicycles are disrepair, you know, sitting in their yards, gaining rust, you know, if and they don't have the means to be able to get the repairs for those bicycles. Those kids, you know, are obviously targets. We want to be able to bring them in, be able to have that interaction with law enforcement, positive interaction, help. We're providing a service that's in order to get those kids to approach law enforcement. Sometimes it can be intimidating, especially officers full uniform with the gun, badge and everything coming in the communities doing their jobs. This program opportunity allows them to be able to see law enforcement in a different way where the guard's always going to be up high with law enforcement, but it can be, you know, come down a little bit and be able to interact with the youth and the parents and be able to provide a service to get their bicycles back up and running again so that they can be, you know, back and whatever, using it to get to school or playing with their friends. That's the value that this program brings. And, you know, for those youth, and it could be, you know, anyone in the community, any kids in the community, but, you know, at risk, those disadvantaged neighborhoods, yes, but I wouldn't think, you know, like you, the chief said here, you know, that countywide, I would say, you know, it should be open to anyone, but focus target, yeah, definitely those neighborhoods where they, you know, they don't have the opportunities and resources necessary to fix bikes themselves and, okay, and get them to, you know, a place where they're working operational and where they need to be.
Okay, and Captain Horseman, given that you're with the Sheriff's Office and this is going to be a countywide program, seems like that would be a perfect opportunity for Sheriff Judd and the rest of you guys to participate.
Absolutely. Anytime you have a chance to interact with folks in a positive manner that's outside of your normal law enforcement role, you're not answering a call for service. You're not coming to somebody's domestic violence situation. You're actually setting up an event where everybody comes out for the purpose of coming together, helping each other. They get to see us in a different light, meaning law enforcement in general. And it kind of serves to get rid of some of those images that the media likes to play on with law enforcement on a nationwide level. We don't have those issues here in this county. We just don't. And people have to see it to believe it. And when you get out there and you meet with folks and you're providing bikes and you also have people that are helping build these bikes and give them out, why wouldn't we want to be a part of it at the Sheriff's Office? We do so many things like that. And the money that is donated is coming from Polk Sheriff Charities, which is a charity that Sheriff Judd set up back after we had a deputy murdered in line of duty many years ago. So this is, I can't think of a more worthwhile cause to put that money into.
Okay, thank you very much. And Chief, you've been at this since the beginning. So can you share a little bit about how we go about finding kids to participate in this program?
Well, you know, it was when I first was introduced to the program, I just saw the light bulb came on. It was very exciting. And probably a lot of people were like, was this a university, you know, engaged in that? But it's from my past experience with the Sheriff's Office and seeing the impact, because you know, these elementary to, you know, those elementary to junior high years are very important. And, you know, if you do it right, those students might be candidates for Florida Poly because they've had a positive influence and maybe they want to go into STEM research and stuff. So those are the ones that we're trying to deal with. But the program was actually introduced back in 2018. And, you know, we were all ready to go with press release. And then, you know, that disease, the COVID came, and it kind of put everything back on the back burner. But then you and us got together. There was a lot of things that I didn't realize. You know, I've lived in this county for a long time, and I didn't know about Pedal Power and the ministry there and the good works that the city of Lakeland is doing and has done for 15 plus years. And then taking that to a lower level of impacting students, which is unbelievable. I mean, it's really exciting that you can give back to the community with a bike, and a lot of less fortunate people, not just in Lakeland, but in the outer skirts of the county, where that's definitely a need.
Okay, speaking of Pedal Power, so let me ask, is anybody here an expert at repairing bikes? Okay, so we've actually had Pedal Power come forward because they repair bikes on a monthly basis for distribution throughout the community. And they have offered to train the officers in how to do minor repairs of bikes. Is that an important thing? And does that help with this program?
If you asked my son a long time ago when I had to put his bike together, he'd say absolutely the training is definitely necessary. I was very fortunate to attend a couple trainings there, and I think it was very beneficial. You get a little rusty behind the gears and screwdrivers and stuff, but yeah, it's definitely worth the training aspect of it to get out there and do it right and not have it and have a good impression instead of a bad impression of a wheel falling off or something like that.
And Sarge, I don't think you're an expert either. So how would this help with your officers?
Yeah, definitely would help them learn those technical skills to be able to get a bike. You don't want to put, you know, some wrenching on a bicycle and then a kid drives off and it falls apart and there's it wouldn't be good at all. So yeah, definitely that brings value to have some experts to teach you, you know, what you need to do, make sure you get the proper tightness. And now, you know, with these newer bikes, just like everything, back when I was a kid, you know, it was really basic, simple things. But now, you know, some of these bikes, they have some high tech stuff. So the pedal power program brings value to be able to teach the officers, making sure we know, you know, what we're doing when we put a wrench to these bicycles.
Great. And giving them some skill is one thing, but how do you go about freeing up time for officers to participate in a program like this? Because the law enforcement is already so busy just dealing with other issues. Captain.
Well, you just have to volunteer your time, and law enforcement as a field in general, we just volunteer our time. It's what we do. We work really hard, but a lot of this stuff can't fit into your regular duty day or month or week because you're filled with your normal job. So a lot of this stuff is on a volunteer basis. There's not just bike buddies, but so many other things that get done. Almost everything we do involving Polk Sheriff Charities is 100% volunteer based. All the work, everything that goes into it. Same with this program. You have law enforcement torch run. I can go on and on. All those are volunteer. And I think it just people attracted to this profession, not just sworn folks, but people that are in the civilian law enforcement jobs. We are just doers and helpers by nature. And volunteering in your off time is just one way that we give back. And I think it's just inherent to the personality of people that come into this job.
And obviously, there's not enough money that is in the Bike Buddies program to purchase all of these bicycles. Does the sheriff's office have a way of getting bikes that come into the sheriff's office through various means?
Absolutely. And we have partnered with Walmart, believe it or not, donates pallets of stuff to us every month. These could be damaged goods, out-of-date goods. It all goes back into the community, but bicycles are one thing that we get a lot of. Sometimes we get so many, we don't have enough kids at Christmas time to give them away to. Some may be damaged. Now, Pedal Power could come in at that point and help us out. But we have tons of bikes, bike helmets, things that come in. Anything else we don't have, that's why the Polk Sheriff Charities has offered up $5,000 for this year for anything else that may come about that we need. But, you know, anytime you're on an operation like this or an organization like this, you're going to need money. It takes volunteer hours, and it takes donations, monetary donations, to get it done.
Okay, and Pedal Power, let me say this to our audience, too. Pedal Power has also donated the use of their tools and some of their technical people to help us in this program. So, Sarge, we're talking about bikes and getting bikes. You have to have somewhere to store them. Is there a possibility that PAL could help with that?
Yeah, we have our PAL complex located 325 West 2nd Street. It's centrally located. We do have some space there, some parking. We have our vehicles, but we can. We also recently, at the beginning of the year, we had to add a extra storage for our equipment. We bought a 40-foot Connex box. So we've got some equipment in there, and there's some space in there. We can definitely find some space to store some bikes there.
Fantastic. Chief, let me ask you, you participated in the October event. So can you talk a little bit about what that was like and how the kids responded?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're very apprehensive at first because, I mean, that's why we're trying to, you know, not wear as much guns and uniforms and just kind of more dressed down to kind of get that away from them. But seeing their face light up, you know, and then once you start the conversation, how they start warming up to you because they can start relating to some of your stuff, like, hey, well, you know, what grade are you in? How are you? How's, you know, everything going? How'd you find out about this program and stuff like that? And then when you actually build that bike or they pick out their bike and then they fix it and you're helping that and see them drive off on that bike is just, it's a never forgettable scene. I mean, it's great. It warms your heart. And it also brings, you know, more light because when we were at that event, more people started inquiring about the program, which is a huge success so far.
Captain Hartsman, one of the things that we have to address with this is locations to host these events. Does the Sheriff Office have spaces that they could host or partners they can work with to host some of these events?
Absolutely. We have five different law enforcement substations all over the county. Not to mention, we have all the public schools. We have, I'm sure we could find a business. We just need to figure out a need outside. Obviously, Lakeland will be central to what we're doing, but somewhere else, be it the northeast part of the county or the southeast or maybe up in the northwest, we just have to figure out where we go. But finding a location is not going to be an issue for us at all.
Okay. Now, speaking of where we can go, I know that Lake Wales has volunteered to have the next event in Lake Wales. And Chief, I think you were present when that occurred.
Yeah. Chief Chris Velasquez, he said that he's put me into contact with one of his sergeants, and they're very excited about putting that program on. They already have people lined up to that they've basically have recruited for the next event. So when the next event happens, we'll be there and support them.
Now, I know we're talking about bikes. That's about logistically sometimes can be a nightmare. So how do we transport these bikes and tools around the county? What's the plan for doing that?
Plan on, we're trying to locate I believe it's a 36-foot trailer enclosed that you can store all your tools and equipment and bike racks that you can actually work on the bikes and some modifications like air condition. But that would actually be trailered to whatever the event is with the setup. Tents or whatever you needed for that, and also water for the exposures and stuff for being in the elements. But that's the plan, is to have that trailer mobile to where we can move it around the county.
Okay. And Sergeant Zagari, I wanted to ask you, we have at PAL now limited space. So you mentioned earlier that we might be able to store some bikes. What allows us to be able to do that, given that the space was limited?
Well, bikes do take up a lot of space. They're big and bulky. So, like I mentioned earlier, the Connex box, 40-foot Connex box that we have that we just recently put out, the training center for our football equipment and sporting equipment, stuff that we use for the PAL program, we have transferred some of that stuff out there, but there's still ample space in that box where, I mean, we can put some hooks and stuff on the side and hang them up. And I think, yeah, we definitely can make some room for a few bikes there.
Okay. And you have, I believe you have already relationships with families in the communities. Would that be a way to get to some of the kids to make them aware of the opportunities?
Yes, sir. The PAL program's been in existence in the city of Lakeland for 30 years. We've established, you know, a presence in the city and the community for this program. So we do have that history and those contacts and relationships formed.
Okay. And Chief, because we're looking at small departments, large departments, your department is kind of small. So how do you free up time for your officers to participate?
It's very easy. I mean, we it's like robbing Peter to pay Paul. It's a shell game, but you know, we donate their time. I've said the sergeants and myself would be giving up their time. So with that being said, I've also told any of the other officers if they want to volunteer, we can work around their schedule. One of my sergeants would actually have to fill in, or myself. It's not uncommon that I've done that in the past. But once you sell it, it's almost like lightning. I mean, everybody wants to be attached to it. So I don't think the volunteering aspect is any, you're going to ever find that. And echoing what Captain Horseman said is that I think it's just in your blood. If you're a public servant and you truly believe that in your heart, then you're going to make whatever possibility a possibility.
Okay. Now, these interactions with the kids typically take a couple of hours. And when you're forming relationships, you want to have a little bit more time than that. So has there been any thought given to what you do after the kids go through the program? Would there be some kind of follow-up?
I would. That's what is proposed, is that we have almost like an alumni and be each session that we had. You know, maybe it would be classified like we had the Lakeland one. It'd be a Lakeland alumni that attended the Bike Buddies would come back for an event, you know, maybe pizza and some, you know, water and stuff, and share their experiences with how Bike Buddies, you know, were to them. And also, you know, if it was like Lake Wells, it would be a Lake Wells alumni and stuff like that. But I think just capturing that that spirit, you know, however you want to propose it, but also you would get that contact information to that person for them to follow up. You know, if they wanted to talk to a police officer that they know, what better way is when you attend Bike Buddies to have some kind of relationship with that person and say, hey, look, if you ever need me, you can call me, and you get the, you don't have to give you your cell phone or anything like that, but you have them contact the police department, and then they can get in touch. So it just keeps another layer there for that protection of that at risk.
Okay. And Captain Horseman, we're talking about a relationship with the kids, but we also want to deal with the families as well. Do you foresee a role for the parents or guardians to participate with the kids in this?
Absolutely. And you know, kind of going back to having some of the previous kids that got bikes, as they grow older and maybe into an adulthood, they become permanent volunteers with the program, and that just builds it out. But yes, the parents now, you know, you might have a six-year-old get a bike that, you know, it's nice to see the law enforcement officer and meet them. But the parents, they're going to be the ones that you get the contact information to initially for the smaller kids. Now they have somebody they trust and have had a positive relationship that they can call. Maybe there's something going on in the neighborhood or at home that they don't know. They don't want to just call, you know, the Lakeland Police Department or the Polk County Sheriff's Office or Polytech. They actually have a face they can put to a number and call them, and maybe we can solve a problem that way. It's all just all about building out these relationships, and it kind of, it blows up. You know, one turns into five, turns into 10, and that's really great. Also, I want to add in while I'm talking here, anybody listening has a 36-foot enclosed box trailer, please get a hold of Bike Buddies. We could use one. It would really help out. We're working some back channels to try to find one, but anybody out there listening that has that, or even maybe some storage somewhere that'd be willing to help, we're always looking for something like that.
Okay, thank you very much. So let me ask you guys, I know we're talking about the kids and the officers, but for you personally, what does this mean, Sergeant?
Well, just to expound further on what the previous question as far as the relationships with me, what I like to see with the program, it's not a one and done, one time event. What I like to see you know, where there could be opportunities, we start with a smaller kid, they grow up. They outgrow the original bike. They come back to us. They can upgrade to a bigger bike. I would like to see, you know, Bonnet Springs Parks is a beautiful park that we have here, taking advantage, you know, of our beautiful Florida weather and set up events where we, once the kids get the bikes, they're either a new bike issued or a bike fixed, that we meet with them and we do just a ride through a park or a local, you know, activity with the kids. And and open it up for that, for recreational opportunities to continue that contact. You don't want it to be just one time and then they move on and we never see them again. So
now you mentioned doing kind of events, fun things. I know there's been talk that at the bike repair event that we could have some kind of games and stuff. Is PAL positioned to provide that kind of support?
Oh, yes, sir, definitely. We have our archery program, we have our fishing program, but some of our registration events or events that we hold to just promotional events for our programs, we have activities set up where kids can just get a little exposure. We have some fishing poles training, you know, where they can practice their casting or tying some knots. Same thing, you know, with the archery, you know, we'll have a bow set up with, you know, they can practice, you know, shooting some bows and stuff. So there's definitely some additional activities that we can add to these events that kind of gets the kids that's waiting, you know, before their bike or their opportunity to get involved, that keep them, you know, occupied. Now, you know, now kids these days, they always got to be, they can get bored really quick. So if you don't keep them entertained, they're going to wander off.
Which reminds me, Chief, I think your president, Randy Aitman, has mentioned he wants to participate.
Oh, definitely. I've got several people, not just from the police department, but, you know, the president of the university, definitely he's all on board. He's definitely a craftsman. I mean, no one ever really knew that. I didn't know that until I got to really talk to him. But he's been, from the get-go, very enthused about it, and he wants to attend as much as he can.
And Poly being an engineering school, looks like some of the students might want to participate in something like this as well.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, good. Captain, let me ask you, the sheriff showed a lot of interest when we spoke to him in December at the Chiefs Association meeting. So how do we get the sheriff personally involved in this?
Well, I'm pretty sure any events that we have, the next physical event where we have kids and families and all of us meeting out, we'll get him out there, and I'm sure he'll be happy to be there. If we throw some cameras out there, we know he'll be there for sure.
A lot of our audience will understand that.
Yes.
Well, and just a kudos to Sheriff Judd. I mean, he stays busy. I mean, his calendar's booked up 2 years in advance, and just working with him for the 26 years I've done. The respect I have for him, because he works hard. So, you know, 7 days a week, he's out in the public's eyes trying to, you know, sell Polk County, and it looks like it's paid off. I mean, we became the fastest growing population in the whole United States of growth. So
let me ask you guys this: so how would you go about identifying some of the kids that we can bring into the program? And Sergeant Izaguirre, could you respond to that?
Yeah, it's just being active. It could be through our officers that are working calls and they respond to a call and you know, maybe a domestic issue or incident, and you know, they notice a kid that you know, maybe a little down or needing some help or pick me up. We depend, our officers, our uniform patrol officers are front lines. They're out there every day. So, you know, I think that would be definitely a good source to getting that information out to them, and maybe some pamphlets, whatever, if they recognize and see that, pass that, get that contact information to us, pass that on to us, you know, and we can keep a list. So when we have our next event, we can have them on the radar to reach out to them to you know, be able to invite them into that event.
But also we can use the school resource deputies. We have all the schools in the county, or we will have them all by starting next school year. We have most of them now. But your teachers and the schools, the students themselves, these school resource deputies work the same school every day. They get to know the kids, the families, and we identify a lot of these children and families through that, okay, those relationships.
Gentlemen, I want to thank you so much for being here today. This program, Bike Buddies, through Lakeland Vision and law enforcement throughout Polk County, I think is going to be really important for our city and our communities. And so thank you so much for your participation and for being here to help our audience understand how this can benefit them. Thank you for tuning in to Listen Lakeland. Your feedback is valued. And we encourage you to head over to www.lakelandvision.org to participate in our monthly survey related to today's show topic. Thank you.
I said, welcome to the good life.
Listen Lakeland is brought to you as a collaborative project between Lakeland Vision, the City of Lakeland, and Hall Communications, a community working together to provide an exceptional quality of life. Thank you for being with us.